Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 33. The Great Kanto Earthquake. On the 1st of September 1923, Japan experienced one of the most devastating natural disasters in its history. The Great Kanto Earthquake struck the Kanto Plain, which includes Tokyo and Yokohama, with a magnitude of 7.9. The destruction caused by the earthquake and the ensuing fires resulted in the deaths of over 140,000 people, making it one of the deadliest earthquakes of the 20th century. The earthquake occurred just before noon, when many people were preparing their midday meals. The initial tremors were so powerful that buildings collapsed instantly, trapping thousands under debris. The city of Yokohama, situated close to the epicenter, was almost entirely destroyed, while Tokyo suffered extensive damage as well. Bridges crumbled, railway lines twisted beyond repair, and roads became impassable, making rescue efforts extremely difficult. One of the most catastrophic effects of the earthquake was the series of fires that broke out across the region. The timing of the disaster meant that many kitchens had open flames, which quickly ignited wooden houses and shops. Strong winds, possibly caused by a passing typhoon, fueled the infernos, creating firestorms that swept through entire districts. The worst of these fires occurred in Tokyo's Honjo Ward, where over 38,000 people who had sought refuge in an open space were engulfed by a fire tornado. The intense heat was so severe that it melted iron structures and left little more than ashes where homes and businesses once stood. In addition to fire, the earthquake triggered landslides and a tsunami along the Sagami Bay coastline. The tsunami waves reached heights of up to 12 meters, destroying coastal villages and adding to the already staggering death toll. The disaster also caused significant subsidence in certain areas, altering the landscape permanently and leaving some districts submerged. The social impact of the earthquake was equally devastating. The chaos led to the rapid spread of false rumors, including claims that Korean immigrants were poisoning water supplies and looting. These unfounded allegations fueled violent mobs, resulting in the massacre of thousands of Koreans and other ethnic minorities. The government's failure to control the spread of misinformation and its delayed response contributed to this tragic loss of life. Despite the immense destruction, Japan's response to the earthquake showcased both resilience and determination. The government, alongside international aid organizations, launched extensive relief efforts. Emergency shelters were set up, food and medical supplies were distributed, and efforts to clear the rubble began almost immediately. The reconstruction process, though challenging, laid the foundation for a more modern and resilient Tokyo. The disaster prompted significant changes in urban planning and architecture. Recognizing the vulnerability of wooden structures to both earthquakes and fires, Japan introduced stricter building regulations. Concrete and steel buildings became more common, and wide fire breaks were incorporated into city designs to prevent the spread of future infernos. Infrastructure improvements, including better roads, bridges, and public transport networks, also emerged as key priorities in the rebuilding process. The Great Kanto Earthquake had long-term effects on Japan's economic and political landscape. The financial cost of reconstruction was immense, straining the country's economy. Many businesses collapsed, and unemployment soared in the aftermath. The hardships faced by the population contributed to social unrest, influencing political movements in the years that followed. The disaster also played a role in shaping Japan's preparedness strategies, leading to the establishment of annual disaster drills on the 1st of September, known as Disaster Prevention Day. In addition to its domestic impact, the earthquake drew international attention and assistance. Several countries, including the United States and the United Kingdom, sent aid in the form of supplies, medical personnel, and financial contributions. The relief efforts fostered a sense of solidarity, demonstrating the importance of global cooperation in the face of natural disasters. The earthquake remains a defining moment in Japan's history, not only because of the devastation it caused, but also because of the lessons it imparted. The advancements in earthquake-resistant construction and disaster management that followed have saved countless lives in subsequent earthquakes. Japan's modern seismic monitoring systems and early warning technologies can trace their origins to the hard-learned lessons of 1923. Today, the memory of the Great Kanto earthquake endures in Japan's collective consciousness. Memorials, museums, and educational initiatives ensure that future generations understand the scale of the disaster and the importance of preparedness. The tragedy of 1923 serves as a stark reminder of nature's power, the fragility of human structures, and the resilience required to rebuild after calamity strikes. Though nearly a century has passed since the Great Kanto earthquake, its legacy remains deeply embedded in Japan's approach to disaster management. The improvements in urban planning, emergency response, and public awareness are a testament to the country's ability to learn from tragedy and emerge stronger. While no amount of preparation can entirely prevent the destruction caused by a major earthquake, the measures put in place since 1923 have significantly reduced the risk of such a disaster happening again on the same scale. The Great Kanto earthquake stands as both a moment of immense sorrow and a catalyst for progress. It reshaped the physical and social fabric of Japan, leaving behind not only ruins, but also a determination to build a safer, more resilient future. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.